Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Kruk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Griebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Brian Kaiser. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David Hulse. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Brian Givens. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Kruk hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kruk juggles the ball. That's an error on Kruk. Hamilton moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Griebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkovice hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Hulse moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina bunts towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kruk takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nilsson scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. David Hulse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hulse is 0-for-1 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to third. Hulse moves to second. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Hulse scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crux scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Karkovice is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grybek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grybek strikes out. Matheny drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grybek out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive towards the mound. Givens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Surhoff strikes out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hulse hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hulse. The throw from Karkoviće and he is out, Durham applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Matheny is 0-for-2 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grybek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviće is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Karkoviće is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviće strikes out. One out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grybek is 0-for-2 in the game. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kaiser fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kaiser. Cirillo moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Radinsky now pitching. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hulse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Mike Ignasiak now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.